today's Living Your Yoga, we're going to be doing a self-facial massage. Hello and welcome to Living Your Yoga. Today, my esthetician, Krista, is here with us today, and she's going to show us how to do a self-facial massage to keep your skin healthy, vibrant, and calm. So there are lots of benefits to self-facial massage.
There are.
They are very soothing and relaxing for your skin and also just for you overall. Mm-hmm. They give your skin a beautiful glow and a radiant look. They minimize the looks of wrinkles and fine lines, and they slow down the effects of aging.
Absolutely.
Also, they help to get rid of headaches and migraines, insomnia, sinus congestion, and they help to relieve tension. So today we're going to be using Sensuals Radiance Facial Oil. This is 100% natural Radiance Facial Oil Serum. It's formulated with a blend of nourishing oils to rejuvenate, moisturize, and brighten tired, stressed skin. It's an essential oil of frankincense, jasmine, and rose geranium to help rebalance and calm irritated skin. And the argan and grapeseed and jojoba oils help to promote skin radiance. So I will give it to you, Krista, and you will show us what we're going to do today.
That sounds great, Melissa. Well, thanks so much for having me. And this is a new product to me, but as an esthetician, I'm very familiar with using oils for facial massage and their various benefits. So I'm excited to connect with the Sensuals brand for sure. So I've tried to put together something that kind of addresses all of the things that you just mentioned. So definitely part of our facial massage is, yes, of course, aesthetic. So we're wanting to give the skin a bit of a lift. We're wanting to promote anti-aging. So keeping the skin looking radiant, keeping it looking, really plump and sort of lifted. And then as well, when we address, you know, things like trigger points and pressure points, we can help with stress, we can help with sleep, we can help with tension. So just trying to get a mixture of all those different benefits. So one of the first things that I'll demonstrate, and you don't necessarily need oil to do this, but you can use it. We'll just sort of jump right into our pressure points. So you can really go to a few different places that commonly have tension in the face and also in the neck as well. As you know, as a yoga teacher, you know, we can hold our tension sort of all throughout this back area. So I'm going to start off with just this area kind of behind my ears. So right here, and really just using your thumbs, because of course our thumbs can give quite a bit of pressure if we use them. And just sort of like giving a good amount of pressure back here. And we can kind of work them like in behind the jaw, just kind of like all around that area. And one of my absolute favorite all-time points to do on clients when they're in for a facial massage is right at the back of your head. You'll feel like a little hole right where your neck and your skull kind of meet, and give that a firm press. That's called the occipital hole, and it's really relaxing to do that. So you can do that a few times. And then we can move on to other spots in our face. So an easy way to kind of get all the pressure points along the cheekbone is just by taking our hands into sort of fists and just using our knuckles. And we're not actually pressing, we're just kind of tipping our head and kind of letting that rest there. And we can do it 3 times as well. Okay, so then now after that, we can go into some pressure points right here. So just kind of right at the eyebrow line. And this one is really great, so we can go down to the zygomatic part of the cheek, so right here. So this one's really great because if you're suffering from congestion, if you've got sinus issues or you've got a cold, This will actually, if you do this sort of three times in each spot, so that's why I'm going back and forth.
I got them both going.
You got them both. Oh, yeah. So that you can actually start to feel a bit of relief all throughout here. It's quite amazing. So that's your sort of main pressure points. You can also, of course, do them around your jaw. So where we chew can be really, you know, quite tense for a lot of people. So just kind of loosening that up in there as well.
Yeah, there's some, I forget the exact percentage, but it's something like the tension in your jaw controls something like 80% of the tension in your body.
Wow.
So if you can relax your jaw,
you can relax your whole body. So many of your muscles. Yeah. Well, it is all connected. I really believe that. And I'm sure you do too with teaching yoga. Yeah. So yeah, get in there on that jawbone.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
I like that one where we got in behind.
Yeah, it feels really good.
Yeah.
Feels really good. So now we're going to move on to the roulage style massage. So Melissa has actually had this done before. I'm going to take a few drops of the oil that we have here, which smells beautiful, by the way. I experience a lot of essential oil and oil blends. And this is one of the nicer ones. So just need a few drops. You just want a little bit of slip on the skin. So you can kind of pat it into your skin. I am wearing makeup, but I'm just going to put a little bit of oil over top. And it's just going to give us a bit of slip. So the basic idea behind roulage is it's a real lifting and pinching and rolling of the skin. So it causes a lot of blood flow to the tissues of the face, which causes a lot of plumping, lifting. It's really anti-aging. It's very similar to a myofascial release that a massage therapist would actually do. So it feels great, and it makes you look fantastic. So
it feels like a workout for your skin. Like it feels like you're, yes. Like I love how Carolyn Hiron says, it feels like your face has gone to the gym.
It totally does. It totally does. Well, think about what happens when you go to the gym. You exercise and tone your muscles and you get a lot of blood flow going. So we're doing the same thing.
Exactly.
So we're going to start kind of at the collarbone area or wherever you can get a bit of a pinch. Now, it depends on how elastic your skin really is. So you're just going to come along and use primarily your thumb and your forefinger. And I can't get a big pinch on my neck right now up until about here. Push my hair aside. And then here I really start to get it going. So we're literally picking up the skin and we're rolling and pinching. And you can do this vertically.
It's in space. And he's looking at how much I'm grabbing compared to you.
He's like, yeah, he sees space. Yeah. Are you learning lots, Tim?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, excellent. So we're coming along, pinching and rolling.
It's actually like it's kind of like, you know, in yoga we talk about an edge. There's an edge to this, right? It feels kind of pinchy, but it feels good.
Good. To, yeah. I don't know. It does. You're right.
It's therapeutic edge. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
The frankincense oil in this blend helps to protect your skin cells, it reduces acne blemishes, it reduces the appearance of large pores, it prevents wrinkles, will lift and tighten your skin naturally. You can use the oil anywhere your skin becomes saggy, such as your jowls or bags under your eyes. The jasmine essential oil in this blend helps with dehydrated skin, it helps to relax and uplift your spirit, relieves stress, anxiety, and lifts depression. It's an anti-inflammatory, so it can help with arthritis as well. Rose geranium essential oil relieves anxiety, depression, and insomnia. It uplifts your mood, it lessens fatigue, and boosts emotional wellness. It relieves aching muscles and stress. Argan oil moisturizes, hydrates, and softens your skin. It's high in vitamin A and E and fatty acids, and it's a protective superfood for your skin.
All right, so that is our roulage style massage. So hopefully you guys can play around with that technique and just sort of get the hang of it. It's really nice to be able to do it maybe on somewhere like your arm where you can kind of see what you're doing and then move forward from there and try it on your face. It's really no rhyme or reason. As long as you're picking up that skin and kind of rolling it gently along, you're going to get the benefits from it.
They'll be able to see because they're probably going to do this in front of a mirror.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Use your mirror. Get the hang of it.
It's way easier.
Yes. It's not easy at first, but once you get the hang of it, it really does feel, like Melissa said, kind of a little bit of an edge, but really does feel amazing and is so, so good for the skin.
Feels good after.
Feels good after. Yeah. All that plumping and all that fresh blood flow to the skin is huge. So one of the other ones that I kind of like to borrow from a skincare line called Eminence, we see Boldejar, their founder. He's quite a colorful character in the aesthetics world. Really unique massage techniques that I haven't seen anywhere else. One of the things that we can kind of do is really actually physically iron out some of the wrinkles in the face. So the thumbs, like I said, give quite a bit of pressure, as do the sort of heel of the hand. So when we're actually doing our facial massage, again, doesn't need to be fancy or rhyme or reason, but just actually physically coming along and giving some good pressure on the forehead like this. And as well, we can do some real kind of pressure upwards, because a lot of us, of course, as we age, we're starting to get these number 11 lines, as we call them. So the frown lines right in here. So we can really use our thumbs and just kind of apply some nice pressure upwards. We could use our thumbs this way, and we could, like I said, use the heels of our hands and just sort of smoothing everything into place and really working with the musculature of the face. So we can actually do that anywhere. We can do it along the jawline and going kind of more upwards, right? Because we don't want to smooth the face in a downward motion, look older, but just kind of upwards for the rest of the face. So kind of coming in like this, super easy. And we could do that actually at the end of our roulage. So if you've done your pinching and rolling, just kind of going in and smoothing horizontally. And then one of the final things we can do to sort of finish up is just some light sort of effleurage. So just really gentle stroking of the skin, and that just actually activates our lymphatic system. So really, you probably talk about the lymphatic system a lot in yoga. It's really our detoxification system of our body. And to activate lymph, we use very, very light pressure. So not a firm hand, but just really gentle. So we can sweep across our collarbone, which is a major lymphatic drainage area of the body. So just sweeping like this. And then we could come along and do even a little bit lightly along our neck. And we can use our fingers and go along the face, kind of scissoring, if you will, across the lips, underneath the nose, going across, and then finally finishing off with the forehead. It's really relaxing too with the light pressure. So just kind of a nice way to kind of end our facial massage. Melissa's is just as relaxed as if I'd given her my facial myself.
So that was absolutely amazing, Krista.
Oh, thank you, Melissa.
And now you guys have all heard me rave about Krista's facials, and now you see why I run in here like every month or so for a facial, because
it is my pleasure.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. So I know not all of you live in Victoria, BC, so you can't all come and see Krista for a facial. If you live here, you must come see her.
I'd love to see you.
What's your place called?
My business is Therapy Spa.
Thank you.
And we're here in Chinatown in Victoria.
I think I just have you on speed dial.
Well, exactly. You know me as Krista. It's all fine.
So, yeah, if you live here, come see her at Therapy Spa. If not, then you've seen her, the best of her techniques today. You can do it at home. And Sensuals has given me a discount to give to you. So if you want to get some of this Radiance Facial Oil Serum, you can get some of this or anything else from Sensuals at sensuals.ca. I'll put the link to their website in the show notes below. And we have a discount for you guys, for our viewers. If you just put in Namaste15, you can get 15% off any of their products for watching.
That's great.
Yes, very kind of them. So, and I also have another link to an Ayurvedic hand massage that I'll put in the show notes below for you as well. So thank you so much, Krista. I appreciate you sharing all your insider tips and tricks today for a facial massage.
Of course, Melissa. Thank you so much for having me.
Great. and leave your comments and questions below, and we will be sure to answer them as well.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.